الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين وأن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في العشر الأواخر ما لا يجتهد في غيره وعنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر شد ميزره وأحيا ليله وأيقظ أهله متفق عليه آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رسالة درود شريف اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم علماء اکرام, most respected elders, brothers, sisters who may possibly be listening on some live streaming, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اللہ تبارک و تعالی has blessed this ummat of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم with a lot of خیر and a lot of goodness. And every member of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every ummati has got a lot of khair and a lot of goodness, irrespective of which shoba, which aspect of life, which part of life he is in. There is a lot of goodness in him and a lot of khair in him, and there are means and ways for each and every ummati to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The ways to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are not one. In the verse of the Quran Sharif that I recited, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who strive in order to acquire us, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, we will most certainly, definitely guide them towards our various paths. The various paths that there are to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through shukr. Others reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through sabr. Some people reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through khidmat-e-khalq. Others reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through great amounts of ibadat. But there is khair and goodness in every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All we need to do is realize our potential, understand which should be our path to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was point number one. Point number two is that if we look, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who blessed us with the holy month of Ramadan. And if we look at it and we analyze, then the greatest lesson we can take sitting on the 18th day of the month of Ramadan is just how quickly and fast the month is going by. I asked someone right in the beginning of the month of Ramadan, how is the fast? He told me it's going very fast. And that is the reality. The fast is going very fast. And before you know it, the month will be over. And before you know it, it will be preparations of Eid, it will be Eid celebrations, and then it will be Bakra Eid. And that is how our lives are ticking along. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam, chupke chupke, rafta rafta, dam badam. ہو رہی ہے عمر مثل برف کم، چپ کے رفتہ رفتہ دم بدم. Our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a hot summer's day. And that is the reality. That is the fact of the matter. Our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a hot summer's day. The Arabic poet, he says that you are made up of moments. And every time a moment goes by, it is as though a part of you has dropped off. Except that it doesn't happen like that. One day all of a sudden you just drop dead. It doesn't happen like that. But that is the reality. And if we take a fleeting glance at the year before, the year that passed from the last Ramadan until this Ramadan, we will be able to count and realize how many of our friends, our family members, our neighbors, how many from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were known to us, who are part of us, who are part of our families, they were not able to live until this Ramadan. And every Ramadan that will happen, and one of the Ramadans that will happen, people will be thinking and having these fleeting glances about us. And whether that is going to be the next Ramadan or not, we do not know. Because strange is the visa of life. The visa of life is a very, very strange visa. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa. Kab bula le khuda na maloom. Isme tawseeh bhi hai ghair mumkin aur mi'ad bhi iski nahi maloom. Very, very strange is this visa of life. What is its duration? We don't know what the duration is. We can't even apply for an extension. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When our time is up, then our time is up, and no one can give us an extension for even one little split second as well. And that is something that we need to realize, and it should be a lesson that we are taking when we are seeing how far we are in the Mubarak month of Ramadan already. The month of Ramadan that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed us with, it was a month of taqwa. It was a month of piety. It was a month to develop Allah consciousness. It was a month not only to fast and to perform taraweeh. It was a very, very blessed month that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed us with, and it is a month, and we have a few days remaining of this month, and we should be valuing these moments of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. But what is taqwa, and how do we display taqwa, and how do we inculcate taqwa in our lives? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about it in the Quran Sharif when he discusses the occasion of the battle of Badr, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ. Indeed, most certainly, we helped you, we assisted you, we granted you dominance on the day of Badr. And the day of Badr also happened and occurred during the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And coincidentally, it happened on the 17th of Ramadan, which was yesterday. So we commemorate these great days in our year, in our calendar. We remember because that was Yawm al-Furqan, the day of the criteria, the day of distinction between Haqq and Batil. Yawm al-Taqal Jam'an, it was the day on which two groups met. On the one hand, it was the Kuffar and the Mushrikeen and of Makkah. And on the other hand, the leaders of the Quraysh. And on the other hand, it was a small little tiny army of 313 men whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala granted dominance over a huge army of people because of their faith, because of their deen, because of their iman, and because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala decided to come to their assistance. And we remember those days, and we make dua for our people, our brothers and sisters, and little children who are being bombarded. We cannot help, and it does not behove a mu'min and a Muslim and a believer that he does not remember after every salah, on every occasion, our brothers and sisters and little children in Palestine. Wallah, it does not behove us that we allow days to go by, and the very least we can do is raise our hands up and beg and cry of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist and help them over the oppressive Jewish forces that are there. We don't even call them anymore the IDF or the Israeli Defense Force. We call them the IOF, the Israeli Occupation Forces. We must use the right terminology as well when we refer to these people, because they are engaged in an illegal genocide. They are engaged in an illegal occupation of the lands of Palestine. So we make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala help and assist them and come to their rescue. And we should be doing whatever it takes from our side to help and assist them. Whatever it takes, we should be doing to help and assist our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Thereafter, what did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mention? He said that He assisted us on the occasion of Badr. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, that you should be grateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the way to display your gratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is to inculcate taqwa in your lives. And taqwa is all about doing the things that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to do. And it is about abstaining from the things that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to abstain from. And that was what the fast was teaching us. For 30 days the fast will teach us that jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se, that which we do hiding from the people of the world, someone is watching us from above us. Someone is watching us from above us. And that is what the fast was teaching us. How was the fast teaching us that? All of us are here in the masjid. We would have made wudu. Some would have had sunnat ghusl and come. People would have are making still wudu in the wudu khana, and they are coming towards the masjid to perform their salah. And no one can say that a sip of water will not do after 6 or 7 hours of fasting. Can anyone say that a sip of water will not do at this point in time? And we gargled our mouths as well. But did anyone who is fasting allow a single droplet of water to even go down his throat? Even though he knew fully well that, let alone anyone far away, even the person right next to me will not know that I allowed water to go down my throat. No one will come to know about that. But fasting taught him this great lesson that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching. Just like that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching us 24/7, 365. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in Surah Iqra, does man not know that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching him? And that is what fasting is all about. That is what the objective of fasting is. That when we feel like making ghibat of someone, backbiting, gossiping about someone, when we think of doing someone down, deceiving, cheating, lying, when we think of casting a lustful gaze upon someone, jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. So therefore, we should inculcate this in every aspect of our lives, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching us 24/7, 365, and our public life should be like that, our private life should be like that. In fact, one Urdu poet, he mentions that the sign that you have some sort of love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is this very thing. He says that Khuda se agar tujhko hai kuch mahabbat, to uski alamat ye sun le tu mujhse. Khuda se agar tujhko hai kuch mahabbat, to uski alamat ye sun le tu mujhse. Ke tu ba khuda jaise rehta hai jalwat mein, waisi hi ho teri khalwat ki baatein. Ke tu ba khuda jaise rehta hai jalwat mein, waisi hi ho teri khalwat ki baatein. He says that if you have some sort of love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then let me tell you what is the sign to determine whether you have that love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in your heart. And the sign to determine that, the yardstick to determine that, is just like how you remain ba khuda in your public life. you realize that people are watching you, so Allah is watching you as well. Just like that, and you remain pious, when you remain on track in your public life, just like that, even in your private life, you realize that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching you, and you do not spoil your akhlaq and your character. You do not have ill thoughts about anyone. You don't backbite, you don't gossip, you don't make schemes against anyone. You inculcate piety and taqwa in your private life because you realize that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching us. We are in the Ashara and the 10 days, which are the middle 10 days of the month of Ramadan. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned that these are the 10, or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at least mentioned that these are the 10 days of maghfirat. These are the 10 days of maghfirat, where the mercy, the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows no bounds. And therefore one of the objectives of these 10 days of Ramadan, and the coming 10 days also of the month of Ramadan, the last 10 days, which are going to commence on Sunday night, the last 10 days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Just imagine. These 10 days are for emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. But within the last 10 days, there is a night which is referred to as Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, on which the Quran Sharif was revealed on that particular night. And that night is Laylatun Khayrun Min Alfi Shahr. It is a night which is greater in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala than 1,000 months of ibadat. Those nights also are for us to be seeking forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that if I come to know that a night I am experiencing is Laylatul Qadr, then what should I do? What should I recite? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on such a great night, just imagine, these are the wazifas that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us. These are the things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has told us to do. It is such a great night, but he didn't say that you have to stand on one foot in the ocean and make so many zikrs. He did not say that you have to do something extraordinary. All he told Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was that ask for forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on that particular night and recite Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, Allahumma means Ya Allah, oh Allah, innaka afuun, indeed you are forgiving. And afuun, the ulama write that the tanween that is on the waw is for ta'zeem. In other words, it means you are extremely forgiving. You are very, very forgiving, O Allah. And not only that, that you are very, very forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa. Something that is very, very dear and beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sinners when they turn towards you in repentance. Fa'fu anni. So this fa is for ta'qib without wasal. And it means that fa, in other words, Ya Allah, if it is beloved to you, then do not delay. Immediately forgive me. That is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to recite and to make dua on this particular night of Qadr. And that is what we should be doing from now, because we are in the Ashara of Maghfirat as well. We should never ever despair, no matter how far a person has gone away from the right path. No matter how far he might have gone away, there is no such thing as despondency, losing of hope for an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The doors of forgiveness are wide open. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said in one hadith, and that hadith is a hadith qudsi, and a hadith qudsi is that hadith, هو الحديث الذي يبينه النبي بلفظه وينسبه إلى ربه. It is that hadith which Allah tabarak, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam articulates in his words, but he attributes it to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said these words. And he says, يَبْنَ آدَم, O son of Adam, O mankind, لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. If you sin, and you sin, and you sin, and you commit more and more sins, and your sins in volume reach the heavens, that is how much you sin. ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي, and then from the deep recesses of your heart, you regret and you say, Ya Allah, I ask you for forgiveness. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. I will forgive all of those sins, and it will not matter to me that you've sinned for the 40, 50, 60, plenty years of your life. It will just not matter to me that you committed all of those sins, because I am Ghafoorur Rahim, because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful. Sometimes the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala baffles a person. In one verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that we must strive for Jannat. And Jannat, the worth of Jannat is the heavens and the earth. The worth, let alone the length. The heavens and the earth is just the worth of Jannat. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that this Jannat, it has been prepared, U'iddat lil muttaqeen. It has been prepared for the muttaqeen servants of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In other words, those who achieved and they acquired the objective of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. They were able to achieve that, because Ramadan was for taqwa. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explains their qualities. And from amongst their qualities, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ فَعَلُوا وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. They are those. Imagine, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala did not say that they don't commit sins. As human beings, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّارٌ. Every one of us as human beings, we've got flaws, we've got mistakes, we commit sins, we slip, we fall, we make mistakes. So he said, but when they commit not just a minor sin, إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, when they commit an indecent act. Just imagine. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So he says, when they commit an indecent act or they oppress themselves, then immediately they remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And these are the opportunities that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives us to remember Him and to seek and to beg for His clemency and His forgiveness. These are the opportunities that Allah Ta'ala gives. And we should not allow these opportunities to go by just like that. And we should not lose hope. I remember Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would say that sometimes shaitan, he makes us remember our past and he makes us despondent. He makes us remember the past, that you are such a sinful person. These are the sins that you have committed. These are the places that you have gone to. These are the people you have done down. This is the akhlaq and character you have displayed in the past. So he makes us reminisce on the past and he makes us despondent. And sometimes shaitan makes us think of the future, and he stops us from making tawbah, that life will become boring. You're not going to be involved in the activities that you were involved in the past. So Maulana used to say, then remember, past is history and future is a mystery. We should not think too much about the past, nor should we ponder and reflect too much about the future. The present is a present from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The present is a gift from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and make the most of this particular moment. Make the most of this moment. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. They remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And then they ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for forgiveness and mercy. They beg and they cry and they sob and their heart throbs for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is what it is all about. It is about crying and trying. That is what Ramadan is for. It is for crying and trying to reach Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we try a little bit and see how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then comes to us. Just see how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala comes to us. And then look what Allah Ta'ala says. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who is there who can forgive sins except Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And then after that, they are not persistent on that sin knowingly. This is the translation of the verse. Let me tie it up with one narration from the ahadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have mentioned that a person who commits a sin, and then he makes istighfar, tawbah. And then he commits the sin, and then he turns back to Allah, and he makes tawbah and istighfar. And then he slips and he falls, and he commits the sin again, and then he makes istighfar and tawbah again. And he does that 70 times in the day. 70 times. In one day he does it. He will, as long as he makes tawbah and istighfar, he will not be regarded as one who is persistent on his sin. Can you imagine the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Can you imagine the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Na chit kar sako nafs ke pehlwa ko, to yu hat paon bhi dhile na dale. Na chit kar sako nafs ke pehlwa ko, to yu hat paon bhi dhile na dale. Are isse kushti to hai umr bhar ki, kabhi wo daba le kabhi tu daba de. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashiq na chode. Ye rishta mohabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. If we can't be dominant over our nafs, then we mustn't just lose hope altogether. Are isse kushti to hai umr bhar ki. The battle with nafs and shaitan is for the rest of our lives. Kabhi wo dabale, kabhi tu dabale. Sometimes it will dominate you, sometimes you will be dominant over it. But you keep on, it's a struggle right till the end. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi. If a person is unsuccessful his entire life, he makes tawbah, he breaks his tawbah, he falls, he slips, he makes mistakes. Bahar hal koshish to aashiq na chore. But a person who is the lover of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whose goal and objective is to get Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to be on Allah ta'ala's side, that is his goal and his objective, he never ever stops trying. And that is what we said, Ramadan is all about trying and crying. And we are never ever going to be perfect human beings. We are imperfect. That is the nature which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made us. We are imperfect. We will never ever be perfect. But we have to just keep trying. And that is what Ramadan is for. Try and cry. Try and cry. That is what the last 10 nights are for. That is what these Jummah days are for. That we cry and try to get closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jore. This connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is a connection of love, a connection of affection with our Creator, we must allow this connection to remain strong all the time. If it breaks 100 times, then we will mend it 100 times. We will mend it 100 times. If a person is madly in love with his wife, and his wife becomes upset with him for something, then what does not he do to mend that relationship? Just like that with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we should keep mending our relationship. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is such, He is such, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, At-ta'ibu min al-dhamb kamalla dhambala. A person who makes tawbah from his sin, let alone Allah forgiving him, Allah wipes off that slate. It's not written anymore. He makes the angels forget that the person committed a sin. He makes the angel forget that he has committed sins. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wipes it off completely. It is as though he has not committed any sins. So respected brothers, dear friends, that is what these days and nights are for. Don't allow them to go by in heedlessness, in negligence, in just passing our time. Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahab rahmatullah alayhi would say, someone was engaged in frivolous activity, futile activity. And he asked, what are you doing? He said, I'm passing my time in the month of Ramadan. So he said that time will definitely pass. But if you carry on like that, it must not be that time passes and we fail. It must not be that time passes and we fail. So value these moments that are there. Engage in tawbah, in istighfar, as much of time as we can. I'tikaf will be starting. As much as time as we can to spend it in the masajid. Sometimes we get the thought that let me go home and make ibadat. Nowadays, it's not like that. Jo ghar gaya, wo gir gaya. The person who goes home, he falls down. So try and engage in some sort of joint ibadat, some sort of zikr, tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Stand before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Cry in sajdas. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Stand before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Cry in those sajdas. Connect with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq of amal, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala remove the pain, the suffering, the difficulty that the Muslim ummah around the world, especially in the Gaza Strip, especially in the West Bank, in Al-Quds Al-Mubarak, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala remove their pain, their difficulty. Allah ta'ala grant them to eat from His dastarkhan, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect them from fear. Allahumma at'imhum min ju' wa aminhum min khawf, wa salli Allahumma wa sallama ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.